get ready to come up to the pulpit this morning. Our classes can be dismissed. Our nursery, Sister Foster has our nursery 0 to 5, and Sister Jackie has our kids class ages 6 to 12. Our young people will be staying in today, 13 and older. And so, bless y'all. If y'all will stand, Brother Brown, you can come on to the pulpit. Who believes that Brother Brown has heard from God and he has a word to deliver this morning?
Amen. Ain't he good? Amen. Come on, somebody. Ain't he good? Come on, if you love the Lord. Come on, clap your hands if you love the Lord. Amen. Tell somebody, I don't know about you. Amen. I don't know about you, but God is good to me. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I don't know about you, but God is good to me. Tell somebody else, I don't know about you, but God is still good to me. Come on. Glory be to God. The song says, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. The mighty name of Jesus, amen. I'm trying not to be before you too long, amen. I have some scriptures to read in your hearing, amen. And I really believe that this is something that needs to be said. I know our theme has been restoration. Glory be to God. But when you think about being restored, you're restored back, or you're given back to a place that you was once in. Amen. But after you go back to that place, what then? After you go back to that place, what then? Go with me to Acts 19 chapter, amen. Acts 19 and 1. And it says, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost, can you say Holy Ghost? Came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Simple title for my message is, just another comforter. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless us as we go forth in your word, Lord. Bless the hearers of your word, Lord. Bless this speaker, Lord. Lord, bless that this word take root in all of our hearts, Lord. Lord, bless that we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Another comforter. Amen. I know most of us heard it. I guess it was around 4 o'clock in the morning. Amen. There was a siren that went off. That telling us, and I don't know about you, maybe I'm assuming it said the same thing in Phoenix City as it did in Columbus, some to the effect of take cover. When you're taking cover, normally you're under some type of shelter, something that can possibly give you some type of comfort. Amen. Sometimes people take comfort in a whole lot of different things. Sometimes we can take comfort in a man. We can take comfort in a woman. We can take comfort in drugs and alcohol. We can take comfort in the job that we have. But how do you know I'm not talking about that type of comforter? We can do a lot of things to take comfort in a lot of things, but the wrong things. But the right things. We can take comfort in a lot of things, but the right thing. Again, I'm going to try not to be before you too long, but I do have some scriptures to read in your hearing. Because while we're looking, and we all want to be restored, we all want things back to us as they once were, especially when they was good. Now, if God had cast off the evil one, of course, we don't want him back in our midst. But if my health was at a good state, and now it's not, I want to be restored. But after he restore my good health, after he put the finances back into my bank account, what then? Amen, somebody. I know it might not seem shouted, but we need to understand this, that it's okay to be restored in the natural. But now we got to move on a little bit further. How can we be restored in the spiritual? Amen, somebody. Don't leave me up here by myself. Amen, somebody. Ain't he good, Brother Miller? Amen. Go with me to St. John, the 14th chapter. Amen. Familiar scriptures. Amen. But let's go through a few of them. Amen. 14 and 15. You mind reading for me, Brother Harper? 14th and the 15th verse.
If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
15.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
See, there is something that I got to do. Amen. When I love the Lord, there's something that I got to do. I can't look at Brother Jose and say it's something you got to do. No, this is a personal thing. I got to look at that man in the mirror that said something that I got to do. Read for me. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. The Bible says clearly, not in this scripture, but in another scripture, he give the Holy Ghost to them that what? Obey him. It just said, if you love me, keep my commandments. But now it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Because we take comfort in a whole lot of things, but that's not the ultimate comforter. Read for me. Yes. Wait a minute. This spirit is not a false spirit. This spirit don't tell you to go out and do wrong. This spirit don't tell you to disrespect one another. This spirit don't tell you to get all the money that you can get. This spirit don't tell you to go and chase every man and woman that you can see. But this is the spirit of truth. Glory be to God. This spirit will tell you when you are wrong. This spirit will tell you that, hey, brother, you need to go and apologize to that other brother. You didn't speak right. You need to go and repent. The spirit of truth. Read. See, the world can't get this spirit. Because they don't have the spirit of God. They can't get this spirit. The world looks out for his own. Read. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Read. He is not going to leave us comfortless. I know that we might be going through trials and tribulations, but he's not going to leave us comfortless. I know that we might be aching in our body, but he's not going to leave us comfortless. Amen. I know we might be going through in our mind, but he's not going to leave us comfortless. Glory be to God. When I was up here, I asked the brothers to pray for me and to pray for the Price family. Me and my wife, after we left service, we stopped at the Walmart on Manchester checking out, and somebody said, "Hey, cuz," or something like that. I can't remember how my cousin said it. Looked up, and it was my cousin. His name Joseph. We call him JoJo. Hugged him, you know, embraced real quick. Good to see you, whatever. But it looked like something was wrong. And I asked him, "You know, you okay?" He started to say something. He looked at my wife and said, "No." He said, "I'll tell you later. Y'all just have a good night." That later never came, because I found out Friday night that he passed. That later never came because I found out Friday night that he had passed. And he's a few years younger than me, but he already knew. When I go back to look at it, I can see now that I know it was like death on him. He looked at so lifeless in a way, so downtrodden, that I knew something was wrong. I didn't know that, though. I didn't know that. So at this point, it had me in a daze all kind of yesterday. Had me in a daze a little bit. Because I was saying to myself, I said, he already know the word of God. He grew up in church just like us. But I've heard that, you know, from my brother, they've said that he know he going to hell. In and out of jail, drugging, doing all kind of stuff. But I said in that moment, I said, is it more that I could have said? And I have to be honest, it seemed like a little battle, not a big one, because I say I know he's known better. But at the same time, there's something to go through. Knowing that you just spoke to him, you just embraced him, and then now, a day and a half later, he's gone. There are some things that I need to be comforted, but the Bible says the Holy Ghost won't leave me comfortless. He won't leave me comfortless. I think it was Paul sought the Lord that he might remove the thorn. But Jesus said, my grace is sufficient. Even though I might go through things, even though I might have to suffer, but God's grace is sufficient. But then there's some time when God has a delivery date. Oh, glory be to God. He has a date that he's going to deliver us out of that situation. No, this ain't Amazon dropping off a package. Amen. But there's a date and there's a time when he's going to deliver me from whatever I'm going through. I just have to wait and be patient until that time comes. But until that time comes, he won't leave me comfortless. Read for me. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. See, some people think that they're living in this world without Christ. They think that they got everything. They're doing well, and what's the term they said? Living my best life. But you're not living if you don't have Christ. The scripture, read that again for me. 19th verse.
Yet a little while.
Mm-hmm.
See me no more.
Mm-hmm.
He see me,
mm-hmm.
Because I live,
yes.
Ye shall live also.
Yes. You can't go around walking in this world without Christ and think that you're living. I don't care how much you have. I don't care how many acres you have. I don't care how good your health is. I don't care how good of a fighter you might be. If you don't have Christ, you ain't living. You might get all did up, look real cute for a woman. Look, put on your best suit, get all handsome for a man, but you ain't living if you don't have Christ. I don't care if you get invited to all the fancy parties and galas and all kind of things, you still ain't living without Christ. I don't ain't no politics man, but Trump, it don't matter what kind of money he have, it don't care what kind of power he have, he still ain't living. If he don't have his soul saved, he is not living. And guess what? He need his soul saved as well. I know some people say, well, oh, he the president of the United States, oh, whatever, whatever. But he still need to know about Christ. What person is there of you that do not need to know about Christ? I don't care what kind of position he have, he need to know about Christ. I don't care what position the governor have, they need to know about Christ. The mayor, they need to know about Christ. Because they're not living if they don't have Christ. Read for me. Mm-hmm. We was talking about this, or I was talking about this the other day. Think about this. A fruit produces seeds. And out of that seed, produce more fruit. And out of that fruit, a seed that produced more fruit. The scripture just said, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. There is nobody else that can do the things that God can do. Amen. When you think about that, my mind don't even fathom how can he produce something that's going to produce its own self later on. But get this, the seed in itself supposed to be dead. Amen, somebody. The seed in itself really can't do nothing of itself really until it's watered, until it's planted. But the seed of itself really is dead. But sometimes our situations seem to be dead. But sometimes it needs to be watered. It needs to be planted. It needs to be given over to the Lord. Amen. Because if the God don't build a house, the workmen work in vain. We sometimes worry about what we can do with our own might and our own strength. But unless God build a house, it don't mean anything. Unless God water the ground, nothing can happen. It's all about Jesus. I know we got a lot of things going on for ourselves that we think that we are this and we are that, but it's all about Jesus. If Jesus didn't wake me up this morning, I couldn't be up here today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If Jesus didn't give my leg strength, I could not be walking around. Amen. Amen. Pastor, I know one of your legs might be hurting, but you still can get around on your own. Amen. You're not in a wheelchair. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. That's why I said we still got something to thank the Lord for. Amen. I know sometimes our hand and our head might be hurting. Amen. But thank God this side ain't hurting. Amen. We always got something to thank God for. Amen. Because there's somebody that wish they had some hands. Amen. There's somebody that wish they had some feet. Amen. But I can tell the Lord, I thank you. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, I thank you. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We can always beat ourselves up and say, woe is me, but I got to look up to the hills, amen, from which cometh my help, amen, because I don't know about you, but all of my help, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. All of my help coming from the Lord, amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. All of my help coming from the Lord, amen. He said, all the hairs on my head are numbered. Oh, glory be to God. even though they might be microscopic, amen. But they still up there somewhere, amen. Oh, glory be to God. I know it sounds a little funny, amen, but it's still high up there, amen. Oh, glory be to God. But even the hairs that I used to have, amen. Oh, glory be to God. He know about that too, amen. All right, sister, you laughing too much. But he still know about my hair follicles. How about that? Amen, somebody. Read for me. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
Yes.
I will love him.
Mm-hmm. That's good right there. Let's move on to Acts, the first chapter. Amen. Acts, the first chapter. Amen. But that 21st verse in that St. John said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. I don't know if you noticed, but the 15th verse of St. John and the 21st verse are somewhat saying the same thing. We got to keep his commandments. If we keep his commandments, that's when he'll give us another comforter. We got to keep his commandments. I don't know why God laid it on my heart about another comforter, the Holy Ghost. But it had to be something that somebody or all of us needed to hear. Because before the pastor even asked me, God was already giving this to me. Already giving it to me. Brother Harper, you said to me the other night, even Wednesday night, you know what you said about leading testimony. And I said in my mind, I said, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Because sometimes God will just give you things and he put that unction in you. And you know beforehand. But guess who that is? That's the other comforter. That's the another comforter that we're talking about. That's the Holy Ghost. Now we're going to start at the fourth verse. First, Acts, first chapter, fourth verse. Read for me, brother.
And being assembled together with them.
Hold on. And being assembled what?
Together.
Being assembled what?
Together.
What did it say, Brother Wilson? Did it not say together?
Together.
Sister Wilson? Sister? Brother? Sister? Brother Banks?
Assemble together,
brother. Brother Miller?
Together.
Sister? Brother?
Together.
Sister?
Together.
Sister?
Together.
Brother?
Together.
Sister?
Together.
Brother?
Together.
Brother?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sister? Being assembled together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Together. When we work together, when we come together, when we do things together, then God start to work. Read for me. Start again.
And being assembled together with them,
yes.
But wait for the promise of the Father, which
wait for the promise of the Father. Now, I know the scripture don't say it, but I sure don't believe it happened. How many of them you believe left when he told them to wait? Come on, somebody. How many of you believe them that they waited, that they left when he told them to wait? Somebody didn't say, I got to go home. I got greens on the stove. Somebody didn't say, and I'm picking with the brother because they were picking with him yesterday. I got to go home and play Fortnite. I'm just picking with you. You know I love you. It was an inside joke from the brothers yesterday. But nobody left for any reason. They were together. Read for me. Mm-hmm. See, let me tell you what, this is what John did. John was a great man of God. But John's power only goes so far. God had anointed him to preach the gospel. But his power will only go so far. John truly baptized you with water. But, read for me. The Holy Ghost. Read. Yes, read.
Hold on.
So, when they came where? So they weren't separated. One wasn't in this seat. And the other one in that seat. In a church over there, they were what, brother? They were together. We want God to work. But we got to work together. Husband and wife, you want your marriage to work, but you got to work together. Church, you want the Spirit to fall, but we got to work together. Brother, and I don't mean to put nobody's business out. That is not what I'm doing. But you can't make it unless you work together. Me and my wife, you and your wife cannot make it if you don't work together. The Bible says that two is better than one. If one falls, the other one can help the other one get up. We got to work together. But in a church setting, we, in order for us to get what God really wants us to have, we got to work together. It can't be no big eyes, no little U's, and I'm not saying that's what it is. But I'm saying it can't be that way. The Bible says that I got to love the Lord thy God with all my heart, my mind, my heart, my soul. And it said, love my neighbor as if I love Brother Jose like I love myself, that means there's nothing that Brother Jose can't have, just like I won't withhold it from me. But if there's something I said, no, Brother Jose, other than my wife, no, I ain't doing that. That's the difference. Brother knows, nobody going to have sister knows but you.
Amen.
Brother Wills. You should, there you go. You better say it a little louder. I know Sister Wilson. But I'm supposed to be able to give to him just like I give to myself. If I don't do that, then there's something I'm falling short with. Because the Bible says, on these two commandments, hang all the commandments, just on those two. If I can do those, then I'm not going to treat my brother wrong. Because I'm going to love him like myself. I'm not going to treat my sister wrong because I love her like I love myself. When I love you, I do things for you just like you're me. I don't want to be lost in this world, so I don't want you to be lost, Brother Landon. I don't want you to be lost either because I don't want to be lost. And when I have that mind, then I can go forward together. We can go forward together. Read for me. What did brother say the other day? I'm laying this plane.
They asked him, saying, Lord, thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
Yes.
And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power.
Yes.
He shall receive power.
Hold on. Go back and read that 5th-7th verse again. Hold on, it's not for me to know. It's not for you to know the times and the seasons. You don't need to know that. But there is something that you do need to know. Read. But hold on. I shall receive power. You shall receive power. How are you going to get that power? Glory be to God. There are some people think that they got a lot of power in this world. But it ain't the power that you need. The power will turn on the lights. But that ain't the power that you need. If you eat enough food, you'll get protein and strength. But that's not the power that you need. Amen. You need that Holy Ghost power. Amen. The power to make you act right. Amen. The power to make you talk right. Amen. The power to make you do right. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. There was a song that I came out of you say, I wonder did you get that power. Amen. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. That power make you act right. Amen. That power make you think right. Amen. Even when the devil try to put some in your mind, you can rebuke that spirit of the devil. Amen. Say, devil, you a liar. Amen. I still love my brother. Amen. I still love my sister. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, something about that Holy Ghost. Amen. It make you feel good. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. That song said, make you dance, want to shout. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, don't look at me funny. Amen. Because I'm glad that I can move. Amen. I heard Brother Pastor Noel say the other day, amen, he just looked at me dance, but that's all right. When you can't dance, I still can, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. Hey, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I thank God for my health and strength, amen. There was a time when this leg ain't want to work right, amen. And guess what? It was a left leg, amen. But now I can lift it up, amen. I can tell the Lord, thank you, amen. I can jump and I can stomp and I can do everything I want to do. Hey, oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. That's why I said I know what I'm talking about and I know what God done brought me from, amen. So even though you can't move it right now like you want to, amen, just count it done in the name of Jesus, amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Hey, oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Just count it done in the name of Jesus, amen. And don't stop there, amen. When he bring you out, amen, go tell him, oh, glory be to God, what God did for you, amen. Oh, glory be to God. And go a step further. Don't just tell somebody what God did. Show them. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The Bible said, let everything that have breath. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. It said, praise him in a song. Amen. Praise him on the high sounding cymbals. Amen. Praise him on the string instruments. Amen. Praise him in the dance. Amen. Let everything that have breath. Hey, y'all. See the higher. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory. Ain't he good? Amen. Come on, somebody. Ain't he good? Ain't he good? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And ye shall receive power. Read for me. Yes. 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 That's, we're going to jump over one more time, amen. But before we jump over, that last part of that verse says, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto, what I, for you, read that. Sometimes people will look and they'll stop before that part. Some people want to say, I'm not in Samaria. I'm not in Judea. But the scripture says, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That means any part of the earth. the outskirts of Samaria and Judea. Uttermost parts of the earth, we got to be witnesses. We can't be afraid of what God has done for us. If God has brought us from a mighty long way, we got to tell somebody God had brought me from a mighty long way. If I was a drug dealer, if I was a drug user, I need to tell somebody that, hey, God delivered me from drugs. Amen. Don't be ashamed of your testimony. Because it's what God has done for you. And the Bible says we're overcome by the word of our testimony. And guess what? Just like we're overcome, somebody else can be overcome. Elders told me this, church I grew up with. I was battling my mind when I first came to Christ back in 05. Battling my mind. I said, I know I got the Holy Ghost, but I don't know. And I'm going back and forth, but I did know, but then the devil was just fighting me. And there was a porch outside when you head out the sanctuary outside, and that elder was just talking to me, and that kind of just set things up so sweet. I didn't tell nobody I was battling in my mind, going back and forth. But that elder said, hey, he was just talking, nice, friendly conversation. He said, you know what, that devil, he'll even try to tell you he ain't got the Holy Ghost. I said, what? I said, and I'm young in the Lord, but I said, he tell you that too? Because the devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But God come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But I was battling in my mind. I didn't tell nobody, but God knew that I was battling. And when he said that, and I said, oh, God, that coming from Eddie. He been in church like 30, 40 years. I said, dog, he do that to you too? Amen. You know, when you're young in the Lord, you think that people that have been in it for a long time, like they're super saints or something. Like, I don't know, like, amen. Now they don't go through anything or something because they don't defeat everything. Oh, come on, y'all know I'm telling the truth. You just feel like, oh, that because you look up so high to them, you're like, oh, no, I know the devil would never try you. But I know their work and the faith that followed them. But when he said that, God lifted a burden so big off me. Then I knew, devil, shut up. It's just the devil. I thought I really was battling. But now it's just you, shut up. Amen. You don't have no power. And you got to talk to him just like that. Shut up talking to me. Amen. Shut up talking to me. If I had a ring, I'd be in there fighting and punching so hard. But you got to do that with the devil. Because he ain't your friend. He ain't my friend. Amen. He ain't coming to make friends with us. He's coming to deceive us as if he's a friend. But he's coming to deceive us. We're going to land this thing. Go on to Acts, the second chapter. Second chapter. We're going to start at the first verse. Can I use this napkin up here? Oh, this is cleaning. Sorry. Oh. Okay, handkerchief. Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. Read from the first verse.
When the day of Pentecost was fully come,
mm-hmm.
They were all with one accord.
Hold on. They was all with what?
One accord.
One accord. One accord. Again, we see together. Now we see one accord, which means they are. There you go. Which means they are together. I promise you, when I start getting these scriptures together, it's like God started putting stuff in my mind. I didn't even know about this togetherness thing. It wasn't even dawning on me until after I started reading. I was like, whoa. Every scripture God, like you've given me, or place to go, is talking about your people being together. And they was all with one accord. Read.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Like a rushing
mighty wind. So I'm gonna go back one more time to the first verse. They was all with one accord and one one place. Now, physically, you don't always have to be in the exact same building. But spiritually, you have to be in the same location. Meaning that if I'm trying to lift up my mind to God over here, we don't have service for whatever reason, maybe the storm, whatever the case is. And we say at this time, 10:30, we need to go down and pray as a congregation. We're not in all in the same physical place. But our mind, our spirit, need to be all in the same spiritual place. Amen, somebody. We got to be on the same wavelength. We all got to be what? Together. Read for me. And suddenly. There was a sudden action. When the people were all together, there was something that happened when people was all together. I could take it from here, and it says the third verse, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. People, we was talking at the table yesterday with the brothers. There's a lot of different so-called religions that believe a lot of things. Some believe that once you get baptized, you automatically got the Holy Ghost. That ain't what the scripture says. Some believe that you can be taught tongues. That ain't what the scripture says. Some believe that you don't need the Holy Ghost. That ain't what the scripture says. The Bible says that you must be born of the water and the Spirit. You can't have one without the other. Now, some people also say you can't get the Holy Ghost before you be baptized. That ain't true. It's in the scripture. That ain't true. That has happened before. All these parameters that people put around what you can and can't do and what's right and what's not, follow the scriptures. Because in them, that's when you will have life. That's when I have life. There's a lot of people that thinking and believing a lot of things, but follow the scripture. Because when you look at the scripture, I mean, I can't remember who was talking. They say, in them, do you think you got life with what you're doing if you follow these scriptures? We got to keep this mirror before us. Do I have life? Do I have the Holy Ghost? Have I been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Not in the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost, because those are titles. But what is his name? What is his name? His name is Jesus. There's no other name among men given under heaven whereby men must be saved but at the name of Jesus. Yes, the Bible did say, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you shall be saved, because you're something you got to do. There's a process. There's a place you got to do after you believe, yes. After you confess, yes. But now what do I need to do after I believe and confess? The Bible clearly says it's the water that saves you, not putting away the filth of the flesh, but a good conscience toward God. But after that, God will give you another comforter. Another comforter. When you're at school, another comforter. When you're at work, another comforter. When you're traveling, another comforter. When they cut you off in the road, another comforter. We got to remember that we got this another comforter with us. And he won't leave us comfortless. Amen. If there's anybody in the midst that haven't been saved, that haven't had your sins washed away, today is the day.
Amen.
Don't wait for tomorrow, because you don't know if tomorrow will come. My cousin JoJo, he didn't think, I don't believe he thought that that day would be his last day. When I seen him, he said he'll talk to me about it later. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that he felt like he would have a later to talk about. Mm-hmm. We don't know. You can come. We don't know what tomorrow holds.
Amen.
We know who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
We know who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
But we got to get ourselves right. And be prepared for his coming. I try to say, Lord, I just need your help. I can't say I do everything right, but I'm constantly trying. Constantly working on me. Because when I treat my brother or sister wrong, when I don't do something right, the Holy Ghost will convict me. It'll tell me like, no, I could be just about to do something wrong. That ain't the right thing to do. It'll speak to you.
Amen.
It'll speak to you. If you don't have Christ today, wherever you are, that's a start. That's a start. Don't worry about what other folks say. People get caught up in, how are people going to look at me? I was witnessing to some people, my coworkers, just on Friday, I believe. And I was telling them, I said, y'all, when I started to tell them, then now they're like, whoa, I didn't believe Jane was like that. I said, well, I was a little bit in a fix. Had a lot of anger out there, just living ways that I know wasn't right, that I know I wasn't taught. My mother didn't bring me up that way. But just because I come to church, which is good, it's great. God will bless you for it tremendously. But God will bless you even more if you're one of his children.
Amen.
Through the water of baptism in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Water baptism in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. And after that, the Holy Ghost. We got to really seek for the Holy Ghost. It's okay to be restored. But after that, then what? I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being restored. We want that. Yes, I want that. There's a lot of things in my life I want to be restored and even go past restored. But even after God give that to me, because I'm believing he's going to do it, Sister Wilson. I'm speaking by faith. He's going to do it. But just like the three Hebrew boys, but even if he don't, still ain't gonna serve the devil.
Amen.
Even if he don't, I'm still not gonna give the devil the praise.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Even if he don't, gentlemen, he still have done enough.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Even if he don't, he's still worthy. God is a good God. Don't let this day pass you by because you don't know if you have another opportunity. Glory be to God. Seek for that other comforter. Seek for the Holy Ghost. Glory.
One of the saddest scriptures in the Bible is when Jacob was mourning the loss of his son, and his children went in to comfort their father, and he refused to be comforted. And I have seen the Holy Ghost step into a service with intentions to comfort somebody that was in desperate need. And they just shunned his attempt. And they just kind of pushed back or put a wall up. Well, the thing about God is he's such a gentleman that if you put a wall up, he won't knock it down. He'll knock until you let him in. Until you come to the conclusion that his way is better than your way. And if you've never repented of your sins, you need to repent. If you've never been baptized, you need to be baptized. If you've never received the infilling of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in tongues, that's not something that's outdated. It's not something that came and passed. It's for you today. In fact, Pentecostalism, or the umbrella of Pentecost, which encompasses many different denominational sects, is the fastest growing religion, or experience, I should say, in the world today. There are people receiving the Holy Ghost right now as we speak in this country and in foreign countries. You can take two cars on Somerville Road right out there, and you can stop traffic and they can be in the same exact spot. One could be headed south, one could be headed north, but they could logistically be in the same exact spot, but they're really going two different directions. And maybe you repented of your sins. Maybe you've been filled with the Holy Ghost and been baptized. What direction are you headed this morning? Where are you at in your relationship with God? If you haven't repented, been baptized, and received the Spirit of God infilling in your life, well, that's the first thing you need to do. You don't need to just assume because grandma said this, or grandpa said I was okay, or tradition says I'm okay. You got to do it like the Bible says. That's just the only way it is. The problem today is we try to make God into what we think God should be. And we try to take the Scripture and make it fit my ideology. But you have to do it the way God said do it. Somebody say amen. And if you've done all that, what direction are you headed? Are you headed south? Are you headed north? Are you headed to God? Are you headed away from God? Because I don't believe you can sit still. You're headed some direction. And just because you're here this morning does not mean you're going in the right direction. It just means you came to church. I think it would behoove us all to gather into this altar this morning. And if you need to be baptized, we'll baptize you. If you need the Holy Ghost, we'll pray for you. Right now, you can receive it. Right now in this service. It's not hard to receive. You just have to receive it. That's all. The problem is you try to make it happen. I went through that process for years trying to receive the Holy Ghost. And when I finally gave up, it just happened. But you'll try your best in your human vernacular to try to... You just won't let it flow. You'll stop it. You got to give up. And you got to release your tongue. And you got to let God have His way. And you'll find out then it's not something mystical. It's a gift. Because there is the promise that once you're baptized, you shall receive the gift. You're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so if that's you this morning, come down here. We'd love to pray with you. But I think all of us should gather in this morning, because I think there was something that was said in that message that challenged me, that I needed to do some things in my life or get some things in my life square. And maybe I'm just not going the direction I need to be going. And we need to respond to God. Your life changes. You hear me? Your life changes based upon your response to the Word of God. If you'll respond to what God says, it'll slowly craft and paint the pages of your life in the direction that God wants you to go. All over this house this morning, come on, let's go into a time of worship. And I want you to seek the face of God this morning. If you want to pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, come to the front of this altar. We'll pray with you. All over this house.